Beast High.
Hello, podcast fans.
It's Wildcat Minute, where we talk about High School Musical 3 senior year 1 minute at a time. I'm Condra.
And I'm Tyler.
Tyler, the most exciting news.
The most?
The most. Well, this.
We're getting paid for this?
Most. Tied for the most. No. Tyler, we're amateurs.
Oh, yeah, that's our shtick.
No, Zach's back.
Whoa. I'm back.
Hello.
I'm looking at his front, though.
Oh, that's so good. That's
we're
so
dying
funny.
Already. It's a minute. Hello,
Zach. Welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm Zach. You may have heard me from my previous installments of Wildcat Minute and Dr. Horrible Minute.
Yeah.
Where I got to talk with my two best friends that I talk to once a year outside of the few email correspondences that we have in order to plan this.
Yes.
But they're my best buddies. So, you know, they're honestly my closest friends, which says a lot about me, I think. Revealing
we
a
live
lot.
Several states point. Apart.
And a whole
I genuinely don't
apart.
Know. I don't know where they live. I know it's the East Coast. Somewhere. Sorry, didn't mean to dox
Magic.
You on that.
No, we,
so,
we talk about the East know. Coast because we've talked about the Red Sox before. And, you know, that's pretty East Coast exclusive there.
That is,
We're coastal elites if you've ever met any.
I mean, don't you, like, teach Latin? I feel like that's pretty coastal elite. Like, you're joking, but, like, I'm a Latin teacher. I teach a dead language at a private school. I don't know if it's private. Sorry to dox you again. Welcome to the doxing hour with Zach.
Sitting on the docks
well,
of the bay.
To be fair, there are so many private schools in New England that...
And they all teach Latin, so, you know.
They all, yeah, so he's good. You didn't
look,
totally
it's all
dox
Greek
him.
To me, so it's... Well, I already used that joke that in the pre-show, but I want to do it again on mic, so...
Absolutely.
There we have it. I'm really happy about it.
Perfect.
So, yes, I'm so glad to be back and talking about... A song from High School Musical. I was going to say my favorite, but that's not true.
That's not true.
I think we need to introduce the minute itself. So
yeah,
can we put a pin in
right
you, Zach?
Yeah.
Ow.
All right.
That did not feel good. Can you please take the pin out?
Just hold on to it for a minute.
Just hold it with your hand. You don't need to put it in your body.
The problem is, if I take the pin out, I'm going to fly around the room backwards. And my basement just got redone, so I really don't want to have to clean that up again.
Okay. You're like are you a balloon in this scenario?
See, and that's the hard part. No, I'm not. That's what's scary about it. That's why I do not want to do the cleanup. But
Condra, do the thing.
Yeah, what's this about? What's this about? What are we talking about?
Today we're talking about minute 77 of High School Musical 3 senior year. Minute 77 starts out with Troy questioning, what does he do now without her? And ends with a big scrum.
A scream?
A big scrum.
Like a
As
like
the
a
cats
scrim?
I watch online. A scrum. C-R-E-M.
I just wanted to make sure we said it the right way at least once. It is scream.
And we are screaming. Troy is screaming. We are screaming.
I was so confused because I thought you were saying like a scrim, like a theater scrim.
No.
And I'm like, I thought that was later.
Yeah, that was later. Yeah, we scrim with scrim later.
I do want, before we get into this too much, I do want to say that Christopher Nolan who? Right? Inception what?
Kenny Ortega did it first.
Kenny Ortega did it first and better.
Heck yeah.
I'll say it. That's not true. I've never seen Inception, so I don't know if it's better. I'm going to...
The spinning
it Inception?
Hallway...
It is Inception,
so, okay,
yep.
The thing in Inception is a little different. Okay.
It's different because it was in a different movie, so a checkmate.
Yes, that is me, but also... We talked about this briefly last minute. There's sort of like different shticks going on in the spinning hallway. So in Christopher Nolan's Inception, they used like a spinning device, I think, but most of what they're doing is they're doing zero gravity in the hallway. where Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like floating through the middle of the hallway, and maybe they achieved this through rapid fire spinning,
or is he scooting around on his belly on a skateboard?
And what song does he sing during this?
What's that opera song? Rien, something like that.
Oh, that might be the song that's playing. Yeah.
That song that's in every movie ever.
Yeah. This is way too highbrow for me. I don't know if I can. Look, if it doesn't involve Wildcats, I don't want to hear about it.
Everywhere?
Okay. See, I'm just thinking this, you as our guest is so different than like all of our other guests, that if someone hasn't listened, like if they're just joining us on season 5 of Amateur Nerds podcast and they are just joining you for the first time here in Scream and haven't listened to Bet on It or Bop to the Top, they're really missing out on some deep amateur nerd lore.
And they need to understand the oeuvre of High School Musical, you know, like that's,
oh, who's highbrow now?
Okay, just because I was talking about something that you eat before a meal, an oeuvre, doesn't mean I'm highbrow. Sorry.
And I'm the least highbrow because I have a Troy Funko Pop staring at me right now.
Oh, no, she's got the Funko. Oh. That's
Troy Bolton. Is he holding a basketball?
He is holding a basketball.
Of course he's holding a basketball. Why wouldn't
he? He's our basketball boy.
In case you're wondering what the Funko Pop looks like, let me quickly explain it to you. It looks like the other Funko Pops. Every other one that exists. Except this one has hair that goes shoop. And I don't have to, even though this isn't a video episode, you know what I'm talking about when I say it goes shoop. And he's holding a basketball. Yeah, so the spinning hallway, he does some really fun dance moves in the spinning hallway, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the song is something in this. The song is something, all right?
It's not nothing.
It's not nothing, that's for sure. That would almost be better, but the choreography is amazing. Choreography is amazing in this. The fall, the slide down, and then the one where he's like, he's going to fall on his head, but then he puts his hand up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad that he came out okay here. I was really worried about that.
I mean, he did injure himself. Zac Efron actually in real life during filming of this spinning hallway did injure his ankle.
Whoa,
and that was
lore?
My fun fact that I was saving from last week, Ty. I don't know if you remember. I was like, I have a fun fact about the spinning hallway. It's that. That's my fun fact.
I mean, getting back to it, I guess to be fair to Christopher Nolan, I don't think anyone got injured on his set.
It's because
Zac
Kenny
Efron
perfected
is
it.
So dedicated.
Exactly.
he's a regular Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That's,
well,
he does
do a big slidey. He does his big slidey, too.
And he does his big jumpies. He does big jumpies. And I bet punching that locker did not feel very good. So, was that this minute or is that the next minute? I can't remember. I was watching it just now. I think he punches the locker here. Here we go. Oh, he does the jump and spin. Yeah, turn around. Bam! Bam! Punch it. Oh! Go, Zephyrin. Oh, spin. It's crowd favorite.
He's just breaking through them all. He's kicking down walls. He's punching, crushing.
Then he does the spin for some reason with his arms out like he's a dishwasher.
He's a newsie. This is truly some newsies choreography throughout this here scene.
Okay, so there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Clearly.
Other than the choreography here. But I need to bring this up. So I had my moment in Bet on It where he shows up in the water. And I lose it. I lose my mind, right?
All I gotta do is believe.
Get out of there. Get out of the pond. What are you doing in there, man? You got a golf course to save or whatever the plot was to High School Musical 2. You have a song to sing. You have a dance to do because that's the plot for all of them. But the part here that gets me is when he's walking up the stairs. And he does the weird headbang. It's like,
I don't know.
What are you doing there, buddy? What is that?
He's channeling his Wayne and Garth. It was he really just got into Garth.
Did Kenny really tell you to talk? Okay, all right, Zach, let me pull you aside here. Okay, so what I want you to do here is I want you to bash through an invisible barrier while walking up the stairs. What, like with my fist? No, with your head. Okay, this is the best part. Lose my mind every time I watch it. It's such a good scene, you know? And where was that, Nolan? Where was that? You know?
I'm pretty sure Batman bangs some heads, but it's different.
Hits different when it's Batman?
He was using other people's heads to bash. Zac Efron uses his own to bash at nothing. And he looks like a doofus. And I love it. And shortly after I watched this, I rewatched this scene for the first time, like whenever you sent it to me, like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
The next day, my child, she has very long hair, and I got her this Pokemon coloring book because she's really into Pokemon, and she was trying to show me one. Okay, so I was sitting on the toilet, and I was home with the kids by myself, right? So it's like I have to leave the door open. I'm sorry I have to tell you this, but it's part of the story. So she's trying to show it to me, and she's like, yeah, check this out, Dad. And then slams her head down to use her hair to point with it and smacks her head on the ground and immediately starts crying. And I'm sitting there, pants around my ankles, just going, I don't know what I can do for you right now, kid, because I'm evacuating my bowels right now. So what I'm saying is, why did those two things happen in my life so close together? It's almost as if Kenny is trying to tell me something.
Well, what seems to me is that you were torn between two impossible strings tugging you in two different directions. The desire to meet your immediate health needs versus the desire to protect your young. It's almost like Troy being... Yeah, it's almost like Troy being pulled in two directions.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You are Troy Bolton.
I mean, I've been telling everybody this for years, okay? And yet nobody will agree with me. And I'm really glad that I finally got my validation on patreon.com/amateur nerds. Because this is paywalled, right?
No.
Because the good content goes behind the paywall.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right, I see. I see now. You're insulting me.
We're for the people. No, I'm a librarian. I'm for the people. Open access to all.
Right, but like, within reason.
No, for everyone.
But if you do want to hear more stories about Zach's adventures in the bathroom, then yes.
Check out my podcast.
We will put those up behind a paywall.
You see, he says that. But he never will. He always tells me this. He's like, no, we'll put that behind the paywall. And I look, and I'm like, I'm giving you money every month. You're charging me $1,000 every month for me to hear my stories, and yet I don't find them anywhere. I'm starting to think this is a scam.
I got a Funko Pop. Didn't you see my Funko Pop?
Oh, okay. It's all good now. It's all good.
Yeah.
So, other than that, a few choice choreography moments come up in the next minute.
Yeah. We'll get there, though.
But the end of this minute is when he starts crawling backwards up the stairs.
The crab walk? And I'm like, yeah.
Crab walk.
That's me. Like me when I get scared from a noise downstairs.
Like, it me, I'm that.
You know, that's it me. It me. For real, for real. And his name is Zach. Like, come on. We're like the same person.
Honestly, after a minute like this, we got to rename it. It's not choreography anymore. It's Zachography.
That's excellent. Excellent choice. Fantastic. I was thinking you were going to go in a different direction with it, where like it was because there's not so much going on. It's Boreography.
Whoa.
But there...
What if David Boreanaz did choreography? Then it'd be Boreanography.
And I get that joke, and it's really funny. And like, I'm blown away.
Can we please talk about the giant Juilliard sign, though, that's just like in the middle of the high school.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Is it getting ready for, like, are they promoting Juilliard because the scouts are just about to come? Because it's opening weekend of the show and prom and graduation's and like next tomorrow. Week, I guess.
They really did like screw the- up that I can't.
Timeline's a mess.
Movie. I can't.
This timeline is harder to figure out than a Christopher Nolan movie.
Oh.
That was the Inception noise. And yeah, I'm really sorry. You can cut that out if you want. That's fine.
It's
or do you
okay.
want me to do a clean take?
No.
I can do a clean take.
No, as long as it didn't
want.
Max. It didn't sound like it maxed out the microphone, so.
Is that the Inception noise? I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
You can just call me Hans.
Hans Gruber?
Zimmer.
Oh.
Christian Anderson.
I understand you don't follow any other musicians worse than what we have in High School Musical. Like, I understand that's cream of the crop, the best, you know, and that's why you don't listen to Hans Zimmer, because, you know, obviously his work is not comparable at all to High School Musical parts 1, 2, 3-ish. There's only one good song in this, and it's not this one. So, I cannot wait.
But, Zach, you asked for this song.
But, Zach? Did you just call me Butt Zach?
No.
I beg your pardon?
No.
I stole that joke from Jack Frost, the Michael Keaton movie, where he turns into a chubby snowman. Anyway, I did request this.
Yes.
Because it's funny. Because it is a very bad song, and it is a very funny part of the movie. Because, like, we'll get into this next time, because the part that sends me, as the kids say, is in the next minute. But, like, the choreography is so bad. It's so bad. Like, one, okay, why is he there? Two,
we've been asking that.
Why is any of us here, really?
Do they leave the school unlocked? Three, does he have a key? Four, did he steal it from his dad?
Likely.
It's not good. It's not good.
Does the school keep all of its basketballs stored in the ceiling of the gymnasium?
Yeah, there's actually there's like a Quasimodo character who has to put them up, but he also pulls the giant cord. It's like, oh, the Bolton is here. And then here comes all the basketballs. That was fun choreography. I like that. Where it's like, okay, Zach, just do some punching. Just do some punches and kicks. We'll add it in post. Then it'll look flawless. They'll look like real basketballs.
Well, I mean, all right, so we got the spinning hallway. In the grand scheme of things, the spinning hallway is 30 seconds of this movie. I would imagine it was 10% of this movie's budget.
I was going to say 95, but that's, you know.
Well, no, because we had the Sharpay and Ryan song. That was at least 15 because they had digital fireworks.
That, yeah. I forgot about that song.
Yeah.
I rewatched this movie with my wife.
I want it all.
And I have never, at the end of a movie, sat dumbstruck. My wife had gone to bed. I had started watching something else. I have never sat in awe of how bad a movie was, muttering to myself like somebody who is off their rocker going, that was just so bad. That was such a bad movie. And I like the High School Musical movies. I think I have expressed that pretty well over the past couple of years. But this one, what? Why?
Whomst?
And they put this on movie screens? They put this in on the big screen? Next to Tenet?
The silver screen?
Is that the silver screen? I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say the big screen. Because it was the big screen, right?
The big screen is also silver. It's a big silver screen. You got to go size
and then color.
I'm colorblind.
I wouldn't know. Oh, okay. So in the hierarchy of screens, it's measured diagonally first, then big screen, well, size, then color, And then depth, I'm assuming, would be next.
I was just referring to the grammatical phenomenon in English, the order of adjectives. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this.
I don't know what an adjective is.
Okay, it's a describing word.
What do I have to add to it? What's adjective?
No, it actually comes from the Latin word lie next to.
Ooh. So, okay, hold on. So you're telling me to add adjectives. What's adjective?
Oh, you stumped Tyler.
It's a word. I can't yes and this bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, it seems like we're going to requiescem passe then, huh? This joke.
Let's rip this joke. Yeah.
I
heard earlier about a Reddit post in the TIFU Reddit earlier today wherein
today I found underwear. Yeah.
Yes. A man slash boy who met his girlfriend's parents did a prolonged bit about how he had never heard of what a potato was. And Zach, you went down that road a little bit where you're like, I don't know if pretending to be stupid in this way is getting what you want out of
this
comedy.
It's getting what I want. It is 100% getting what I want. It ranks up there in like one of my favorite jokes is just pretending to be really dumb just because like they're getting, I know. It's very hard. I'm a good actor. I would say on par with Zac Efron in this scene. So 50-50 on how you think about that. But like getting on Twitter and just like disagreeing with somebody. Sorry, X. Getting on X and posting.
I've heard it called Twix now, and I like that.
Twix?
Yeah.
I don't like that because Twix are actually good. And that
I
is not.
Twix, so.
All right.
I normally support portmanteaus, but.
How do I end this call? Hold on. That was a visual bit. I pulled my glasses down to my nose. But anyway, so I get on Twitter, and then somebody will say something like, this isn't true. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And then just say the opposite of what they do. Like, even if I know it's whatever, they're correct. It's like, no, you're wrong. Well, this was posted at this time. It's like, no, you forgot about time zones. So it's like, that's my favorite bit because I get what I want. Like, they get frustrated with me. I did this to a Star Wars account once to where I, oh my God, this is my favorite thing. This is how I feel about this movie, by the way. I don't. It's not good. So I'm going to talk about this really funny thing I did on Star Wars Twitter one time. Somebody was talking. They posted, it was crazy ass moments in Star Wars history or whatever, right? And it was like, Luke fights a dragon, whatever. And I'm like, this is actually quite boring and very lame. Because that's funny to me to say, yeah, no, this isn't. I mean, it's objectively cool, right? But I say it's not, right? Because then that's me throwing my hook out to try to catch him. And I catch somebody and they're like, what planet were you born on? And I'm like, Earth, like everybody, this just isn't that cool. And I kept going on and I'm like, this actually didn't happen. This wasn't in any of the movies. This isn't something that like ever happened. And they're like, oh, well, it was actually in this book. And I went to a website that listed all the books and I took a screenshot of it and I like blacked out where the one was. And then I posted it. I'm like, it's not listed anywhere here. I don't know what you're talking about. And I didn't get the block, which is unfortunate because I was really trying to do that. But yeah, it went on for way longer than it should have, much like this story. So you can feel free to cut that whole thing out.
The one thing I do want to just mention in the many choices Zac Efron makes in this here minute is he at one point like grabs his shirt and holds it weird. Like he's trying to show his pec. And I'm just like, dude, are you having nervous hand right now? Like you're walking cool. And again, we will point out that Zach does a great job of not looking at the camera though. Mm-hmm. He does not look at the camera. So at least respect for that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, he grabs his shirt in a weird way that I'm like, are you trying to like.
Well, and then he like swings his arm out wide too. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just
was he
really
just proud
bad
of his
decisions
big muscles?
Here. Wouldn't you be? honestly.
I mean,
I would be.
Yeah, I mean, we lingered on his back for a good 20 seconds a couple minutes ago.
It's free real estate, brother. Well, when you have a big budget film like this that is going on the big silver screen, the silver big screen, you really want to make sure it's long enough. You got to hit that 1:45 mark, you know, for so people are like, oh, this isn't just a Disney Channel original movie that they just put on the TV or on the big TV, that big one that you pay money to go see, the big TV. They, unlike with Hocus Pocus, where they just did that, it was a decom, mm-hmm. they moved it. But yeah, they made some really weird choices in this movie. When it came to shots, like lingering shots like that, unnecessary things, much like most of the movie is unnecessary. And it's just the plot in general. Like, I can't remember. Where is Gabriella in this scenario right now? Like, where
is she at Stanford?
2 weeks before school ends? Like, hey, man, push the program back a couple of weeks. Like, I don't know.
Let them
call
go to
me
their
crazy.
Proms?
Yeah. Like the last few weeks of their school, of their high school career, you know, which in the grand scheme of things isn't that important, but it's important to them, you know? And it's like you couldn't wait. You had a whole summer, you know, like to get them ready. Why not do early orientation 2 weeks before actual orientation? I don't know. Call me crazy. I didn't go to Stanford, so how would I know? But. That's just me. I have a lot of problems with this movie. All right.
We've had a lot of these questions as well as we've been watching. Yes, we've talked about the Stanford Honors Program many, many times at this point. So,
does it exist?
Not
I
in
mean,
the
I'm
way
sure,
it's described
I'm sure
in the
some,
movie.
Okay. I'm sure there is some sort of, you know, if not academic honors program, I'm sure there are people that get academic scholarships. I'm sure there are people right. that get... you know, into certain programs. Maybe there's like a high achievement program that, you know, has an endowment that people come to.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. I'm sure.
My overall thought on the minute was that, I mean, in the last minute, I was kind of down and it's kind of turned back around for me. I'm enjoying this song.
We're spinning faster. Upside down.
In the bed on it way where I'm like, okay, it's come around to the campy fun aspect.
Yeah.
Where I'm enjoying
yes.
the struts and the punches and the wall parkour.
The big spin.
Like, because when he was running around in the golf
the big
course,
spin.
He didn't have a wall he could parkour off of.
And he did have some
maybe that's
rocks.
What bed on it was missing.
Yeah.
Was parkour.
Kenny Ortega was in the final editing of it. And he's like, it's just missing something. Calls up Efron. We got to reshoot this scene. We got to use the walls more. And he's like, are you serious? Yeah, I just built this contraption here. We ended up having $30,000 extra dollars. So get in this tube and I'm going to spin you around. And it's going to make
break
you look
your
like
ankle.
You're... Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Is there a confirmed, like, do we see the exact moment that he broke his ankle?
I
would imagine it's when he jumps from the side back to the floor.
I think that's when it is because you also see his face, like, in pain. And I'm like, man, that's some good acting. No, wait, I think that's when he breaks his ankle.
All joking aside, like, all of that choreography in the spinning tube is excellent.
It's very like, well planned.
That's very well planned, very well done. It looks cool, most importantly. Like, mm-hmm. honestly, it, like, I remembered, so the spinning hallway, the headbang, and then the thing coming up in the next minute are the reason why I wanted to talk about this song. Just because, like, there's one good thing and then two really bad things I wanted to talk about. And the spinning hallway was fantastic. Like, it's just... It is a highlight in an otherwise horrible movie. The boys are back? I'm sorry. What? Who
what?
Decided
that
you thought that
so
song
much
was okay?
Fun, though. That song's fun.
Yeah, I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, those kids are cute. And that was it. That was the only thing I enjoyed about it. I walked out of
the
room to get a popsicle during that song. What?
The weird shadow
no.
fight?
It's a
the car opening and closing.
That was an inspired choice. Inspired by what? I don't know, but it was inspired. It's awful. It's bad. I'm sorry, Condra. I cannot. Like, normally I can come around to your side on a lot of this stuff, but I can't with this one. I can't. It is horrible. It's a bad movie with one good song.
I never said it was good or bad. I've never said it was good or bad because I've only seen it twice.
Tell me this is a bad movie. Oh, I can decide if a movie is bad by watching it twice. Case in point, High School Musical 3 is a bad movie.
We're not done covering it yet, so I still got a long way to go. It's only downhill from here, kid.
It's only downhill from here.
Don't tell Tyler that.
I'm sorry. Without getting into spoilers, I can't. I would just end the podcast. I'd do it.
I think.
I'm sorry. There's a difference. You're not going to survive this one.
There's a difference with the first two where it's like, oh, it's a little tacky and campy. The problem with a movie like this is you get a certain budget and it's no longer campy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if they remade the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but gave it a big budget. Like,
they can't do that.
See, it's because like, if they give it a big budget, they'll give it a big budget and it won't be good. This movie needs to stay on the small silver screen. And it should have been a DCOM. And it should have just stayed there. I'm sorry. They got too big for their britches. And they, let me tell you, they needed a belt that they didn't have. They got too small for their britches. No. Their britches... grew at the same rate that they did.
They needed an elastic waistband.
The britches.
So that the pants would expand.
Yes. That's exactly it. They did not have an elastic. They did not have maternity pants, is really what it is. They should have had maternity pants. I'm just saying. That's what it should have been. When you're birthing a film, when Zac Efron is poking his head out of that spinning hallway and the film is ready. When you see Dr. Nolan and he says, yep, that's a movie, I've lost it. I don't know where to go from here, and I'm sorry.
As Troy cannot Troy searches which way to go, right or left,
we will continue to search.
But nothing works without her.
That, which could mean a lot of things, let's be honest. And I don't know if we're ready to explore the psychosexual side of Troy Bolton in this song, but
because
there's
a
lot that we could talk about. Okay, yeah. I mean, all the balls coming down. Like, let's be honest, that is definitely a metaphor for something.
They did drop.
Mm-hmm. And if you listen, all the music starts pitching down after that part. I made that up. I don't know if that's true or not, but
there was no key change yet.
Yeah, we're almost at the key change.
I don't know what that means. I am a homeowner, so the only time that I know about a key change is when I call the dang locksmith to change my locks.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And that's my time.
Well, I had a couple notes that I did want to hit on before we transition out of this episode.
Sure.
Towards the beginning of the minute, while he's still in the hallway, Troy sings, "What do I do now without you?" Mm-hmm. But then he also sings in the chorus, "What's the right team?" So we get a little bit of mixed questions here. And I guess it's because he's all torn up anyway. He's asking, what do I do without you, assuming he's talking about Gabriella, but he's also like, what team do I pick? So,
or is he just singing about his dad, Tyler?
Or is he singing about his secret boyfriend, Corbin Blue? Because I forgot his name.
No.
Chad.
No, Chad and Ryan are together. Come on.
Well, we know that, but like, I think this whole thing is actually Troy being jealous that Ryan is with Chad. I mean, who wouldn't be jealous of Ryan, first off?
Does he want to be with? Does he want to be Ryan, or does he want to be with Ryan? The age-old question.
So I think it's a little bit of both. So think of the spinning hallway as Ryan, and Troy is trying to become part of the spinning hallway of Ryan. He wants to wear Ryan like a skin.
I don't think that metaphor made it all the way, but.
But I know, Tyler, I do see what you're asking with the mixed messaging of there's singularity versus multiple people issues. In the same way we had trouble with Gabriella's song of who is she referring to when.
I think Gabriella's song was specifically like, oh, this feels pre-written and not applying to anything. Mm-hmm. At least with this song, I mean, the stakes aren't effective. Like, it doesn't feel like, oh, man, Troy's really going through it. Like, it feels like he's overreacting, but it is about the
Troy?
Fact that he's
overreacting. I don't think so.
The song at least knows what he's going through.
The song called Scream. You think he's overreacting in the song called Scream? Because he has to go play basketball, but he wants to
sing.
You can't do both. Not like he hasn't done that in the past two movies.
Well, I think it's different him going to college and trying to do both.
Yeah, you can't do two things in college. Yeah, what, is he going to go to a liberal arts school?
When you have more time to, like, do things of your own volition, you know, at least in my case, but I guess that was, you have to go to class. Maybe I shouldn't get a master's. But, I think part of it, and it, to speak truly to your point here, is that I think it's just bad songwriting. Could be part of it.
I mean, like, we get these musically, I think the song is okay. Mm-hmm. The lyrics,
bad lyricism,
are all
sorry,
like a mishmash. They don't really feel like they're about anything. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, he's going through an emotional turmoil. And the words are all about that. And I'm a firm believer of the words not being the most important part of a song.
We know. You notoriously never know what the lyrics are.
So I think the emotionality of the song is conveyed through the performance, both vocally and choreographically. I did want to say in the spinning hallway, he does this reverse fall into a headstand type move. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's everything.
But
so good.
I did really like when it transitions into the hallway and he's strutting down the hallway, because that's very Bet On It vibes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does
Does he do the arm move too, where he kind of does like a surfboard move thing? You know, where he's got the arms out?
He's definitely doing big arms. Yeah, he's got a lot of big arms again.
He does the spin. I can't get over the spin. I can't get over the spin.
It's like a beautiful pirouette. Yeah.
I see my children do this all the time. They stand in the middle of the living room and they're like, hey, watch this. Brrr, they spin, and then I'm like, hey.
And then they get dizzy.
Look, you're in High School Musical 3 now. Congratulations. You can bet on it that you're in it now. What an interesting choice. I'm sorry. You could go second by second in this after the hallway and go, what an interesting choice. What an interesting choice.
The stairwell and not be definitely like weird is where it gets weird.
Yes.
And it gets weirder.
And yes,
way
it does.
Weirder.
Yep, we're going to get there.
All right.
I think anymore for me, it's after the punches for me. When he punches on the locker, then it really starts getting like, okay.
The headbang after that. That's why.
Headbang.
In the hallway, this is interesting, and something, it's a movies by minute thing. So when Troy was talking with Sharpay earlier, and we actually had a conversation about this, the lockers are all decorated with this like Wildcats, and then it says back-to-back state champions on it. And I pointed out how it feels unrealistic for a school to repaint the lockers for something like that. But maybe rah-rah basketball, who cares? During the song Walk Away, Troy is in the same hallway and all of the lockers are blank.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have to imagine that even though nothing else in that song other than Gabriella's photos disappearing suggests that we're in like a non-diegetic dream sequence, like Troy just being in the school, but the lockers are blank is not real, but Gabriella getting in the car and driving away is real.
Yeah.
And then in this scene again, we're in like dream sequence, I guess, but is it real? And the lockers are painted again.
So it is real.
So I don't know.
Why did her mom move?
I don't know if this is resolved yet.
Yeah, we haven't resolved this yet. Yeah.
It doesn't get resolved. I'm going to spoil
no,
that
we
for
know.
You. It doesn't get resolved for the rest of the movie.
We saw
Nobody
that the house was
it.
On sale, but we
and
didn't
then,
necessarily have a follow-up conversation
drive away
about it.
With all the stuff in there. The house was empty. You saw the pictures phase out of off the wall. And then they get in the car and then they drive away. And I'm like, you sold your house with
Before
3 weeks
prom.
Left of school and the summer? And why are you moving out east? She needs to explore some boundaries. Like, that's really what it is, you know.
She promised Gabriella
that they would not move until the end of school.
And it did. And they moved before the end of school. Gabriella's mom is a bad mom.
I don't know if they moved.
No, she's a really
yet.
Good mom. I don't know.
I think maybe they started packing, but I don't know if they have moved. They are
Why
moving.
Why were there? There was just so much stuff in the car. I guess they're taking Gabriella's stuff to driving across the country. No.
They're only driving
it's
a
like
couple
two
of
states over.
Sorry, I forgot. I looked it up because of a scene coming up later, and it's like a day's drive.
We did the math
again,
a while ago.
I think I just fly, personally. And I've never flown before, but like, I think you could fly in this scenario. And, you know, because presumably you're not moving into the dorms yet for your early orientation that somehow takes place at the end of the second semester. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense to me.
The Peter Pan chorus would tell you, you can fly.
I can. But, oh, we're not talking about Gabriella. We're talking about flying.
Tyler, did you have any other notes?
No, I noted the random Juilliard poster. It says dance, drama, music. And I thought it was interesting that dance was first. I don't know if that is what Juilliard is most famous for.
It's alphabetical.
It is alphabetical. And maybe you wanted drama in the middle. I always thought music was music and drama. I guess they're all
Juilliard.
Performing arts.
I don't know.
When
how
I think
Juilliard,
Juilliard, I think like Whiplash.
I think music too. Yeah.
I think
musical theater, like singers or something. Yeah.
But still music.
Yeah.
Not dance.
Condra, did you have any other random things?
Nope. We got to my choreography points that I wanted to talk about.
Wow. Sorry, their website is really bad. The Juilliard website? Have you been on the Juilliard website?
No.
I haven't.
I don't need more
but
college emails.
Looking on the Juilliard website, it does say dance, drama, music in that order. I think it's probably because it's alphabetical. Still a very weird choice to have that hanging up there.
Maybe it started as like
dance.
And then the other stuff grew out of it.
Could be.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it.
Yeah. Zach, do you want to plug anything?
Please do. I don't have anything to plug at this point. I have nothing going on.
Do you want to plug life? Anything of life? We've had people plug naps. We've had people plug
voting.
I would plug supporting Palestine is what I would plug. Sorry if that's controversial, but I mean, you can cut that out if not, if you want to keep it. But yeah, I would plug that. I would also plug like just being cool. Like, smoking a cigarette or something. Have you tried
leather
that?
Jacket?
I would like to plug
bangs
vaping.
On the jukebox.
We're associated with Disney, so there's no smoking.
Oh, no. You can have smoking. It's just you have to put it up in the corner. when it pops up on Disney Plus, you know, like contains smoking. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. Don't smoke much. I don't know. Like, I would say I would like to plug. Hold on. I would like to plug. I would like to plug in my phone because it's almost dead.
Okay.
I would like to plug.
You don't need to come up with three alts for a joke. You can just do one.
I don't have to, but this is me going above and beyond. I would like to plug getting dot, dot, dot. That's not sexual.
Just receiving.
Just saying, dot, dot, dot. Getting dot, dot, dot. And then you fill in the blank. So then I'm not legally culpable. I would like
to
plug.
That word comes from Latin.
Cake, the food, and the band. I would like to plug a short skirt and a long jacket. Okay, I'm sorry. Take the best one of those. Probably the first one, to be honest, and then cut out the rest. That's But no, genuinely, old podcast feels like Weezer. We don't post anymore, but it was a lot of fun making it. And both Condra and Tyler have been guests previously, and they are some of my favorite episodes. And I listen to them as I go to sleep every night.
Sounds like you got to reboot the podcast with Feel Like Cake.
Yes. And that was easy. All right. So Tyler's going to be co-hosting. Sorry. You made up the idea. You got to co-host with me. So I was trying to think of another cake joke, but it didn't work. Anyway, so that's all I got. I would like to thank you both for joining me today. And next time on Wildcat Minute, we're going to be covering Minute 78, which is chronologically the next minute after this one. So, peace out, Wildcat. Until next time,
you can follow us on our social media. We're at Amateur Nerds on Instagram.
Tumblr at Wildcat Minute.
You can send us an email to amateurnerdspresent@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know what your favorite one of Zach's plugs was.
Because they're all
I would like
stay.
To plug.
You know that. No, our artists.
I would like to plug art just in general, both Garfunkel and the means of expression, and the artist who did the wonderful logo for Wildcat Minute, which is
Theo Golden at TGoldenArt on Instagram.
And our musician was Joe Winslow, whom you can find at joewinslowmusic.com.
I have been Condra.
I've been Tyler.
And I'm really sorry.
And we'll see you next time to find out if this could get any better of a scream. You can bet on it.